It's Team List Tuesday, round 10, but we've got some breaking news. One of the club's biggest stars, the biggest star in the club, the captain of the club, the best forward to come out of South Sydney since Ian Roberts, Cam Murray. He's out for 4 weeks. Huge blow, boys.
Yeah, well, it's devastating news, chaps. I don't know really where we're going to go from here in terms of the style of play that we play, because Cameron is a big part of what we do in everything, whether it's defence or attack, and I've got some concerns.
Well, he wasn't training yesterday. I was at training. He wasn't training. He was in a tracksuit, and I just thought he was getting a rest, but I did mention in my little show yesterday that he wasn't on the field, and that's why, because his shoulder's buggered, but we've got a fair replacement in Jai Arrow playing lock. He goes all right. So, you know, he's a similar style, but, well, you know,
I'd say a different style.
Yeah, I'd say a different style.
I'd say more of a
as well.
More of a power lock. A big hitter. I'm not sure if we've seen Jai play that link man, that link man role that you see guys like your Victor Radleys, your Cam Murrays play, your Isaiah Yeo's. Yep. That's where I think, if you have a look on the bench, we'll get to the team later. Sevilla Havili, he definitely can play that link role. Yep. He's got that ball skills, being a dummy half, former dummy half.
Yep.
He might play a lot of minutes there. They'll rotate that around a bit. Hostie is back. That's obviously a huge part of why we can put Jai straight there in the middle, Brownie.
And speaking of that link man, chaps, if you go back and break down a lot of our tries, Cameron Murray is involved with that first receiver pass. Mm. And like you said, I don't know whether Jai Arrow has got that in him.
No.
I hope he has, because every team that is successful in today's game has got that type of player.
Yep.
And you just mentioned them all just before, chaps. And, yeah, that's why I've got some concerns of how we're going to play our game.
Well, Hostie, I spoke to him yesterday too, and I said, how's the fitness? And he said, good, really good. And he meant it, because it was. And he said, that's all I've been doing. Obviously, that's all he's been able to do. But he must be a fast healer. He's a tough guy. And like you said, chaps, it's a great in for us there.
He was testing the shoulders last week at the captain's run.
Mm.
Banging him up with the pads for a good 20 minutes there.
Mm.
And he didn't look like he had any concerns then. So I thought, yeah, he couldn't be too far away. Bang.
Yep.
Coach JD drops the sheet out. We'll have a chat about this team.
Well, the other big news, there's another Cody in town. K-O-D-I. He's on the bench, straight in, against his old team, ready to terrorise them. And geez, I hope he does.
He's a good player. A lot of foot speed, versatility. I think he's carved us up at hooker, 7, 6. He can play one. He was training at one yesterday. Maver?
Yep. Yeah, he was, and he's versatile. He's played 145 NRL games, and anyone who's got question marks about his value to us, I don't see what you're on about. He's got the experience. He's fast. He's got great hands, and he can score a try. So, happy days. And, yeah, it's very timely, and, you know, I spoke about this yesterday. I got the training, and there he was on the field. And we broke the story here on Rabbitohs TV, and it's a great story. I welcomed him to the club, and that went a little bit viral too. 60-something thousand on our TikTok. And then another little video from a young kid called Cooper Kelly kicking a goal. That went a little bit viral on our YouTube as well. YouTube,
struck it well, didn't he?
YouTube Shorts. Struck it beautifully. That was his first ever goal for the Kiama Knights.
Well,
but anyway.
Done. Well done. But look.
Just going back to Cody, boys. A similar type player to what Anthony Milford was, I believe.
Mm.
Anthony Milford wasn't successful in securing his contract with the Rabbitohs, and they've gone after another player to add depth to the halves, and like you said, chaps, the hooker role, and can even fill in at number one if needed. And we'll talk a little bit about the team. He's been included as number 14 this week, and I think it's a great buy. And it gives these young halves and the experience.
Well, if you think about the number 14 we had last year, a 300-game veteran in Benji Marshall.
Yep.
You know, we didn't replace Benji Marshall.
Well, he's our new Hong Ha. He's the new Hong Ha, isn't he? You can plug and play him anywhere.
But he was that calm influence on the field. He'd come. Sometimes, some games you're going, where's he going to come on?
Mm.
Sometimes he'd jump in at lock. And play that link man. Maybe that's the role that Cody might come on.
Yeah.
10 minutes before halftime, jump in, play the link man, get the ball a little bit quicker to the edges on set plays, on the right-hand side of the post to open up that left-hand side.
Yeah.
Look, Benji Marshall, as much as people were happy to see him play for the Rabbitohs and he retired, but I thought to myself, why not throw another year out there for him? Just for his cool and calm head on the field. Adam Reynolds, we've seen what he's been able to do for the Broncos, that young...
Mm.
Outstanding young pack, their wingers, the big talented wingers. He's been able to just calm the ship a little bit.
Yeah.
and they've been able to graft out a few wins.
Yeah,
I reckon Cody might do the same for the mighty South Sydney Rabbitohs.
Yeah, great signing.
Yeah, he can play a number of roles, and like you said, it remains to be seen. I don't know if our halves are on notice. A couple of the fans in the groups are saying maybe they are, but
Blues.
We'll wait and see. No, I don't think they are. Their jobs are safe, but like I said, another Cody, different spelling, but we'll go through the team, chaps, and like Taffy has retained his spot, but I said it yesterday, and that there might be a change. You might see Campbell, Graham, and congratulations. We didn't mention that too. I said it yesterday. Playing his 100th game for the Rabbitohs. What a story.
Great. Only young. Still young.
Yeah,
too.
Still a young bloke. Stretch.
22.
Two booted 18 games. Years of age. Yeah. Against the Dragons at the SCG. We're all there.
Congrats. Great milestone.
Congrats. We love your work. He's been on the show. We'll get you back on.
He's a tough talk fella. About it.
So, Isaiah Tass has been dropped.
Yeah.
And I did speak about this in the article I'm writing today, that it wasn't working out really on the left side with him and AJ. Because Isaiah's style, he wanted to get the ball and take the line on, and a couple of times he probably should have just given it to AJ, on the verge of becoming our greatest try-scoring winger. He was out there catching a cold last week. He only ran 8 times for 55 metres, which is very un-AJ-like, with no tries. Mm. So they've changed it up. And I think it might be Campbell out there. It could be Jackson. They might have just been swapping around. But I suspect Jackson will go to the right side. He'll work out there with Tane and Stretch and AJ. Two of our best players on the left. The lethal left could be back.
Okay, well, that's interesting. I mean, the combination of Jackson Paul and Tane Milne defensively, the Warriors will be heading that way, I think.
Well, every team does. They head down our right edge. And, we're very suspect down there. Every time somebody goes down there, a team goes down there, they put a shape on us, they come up with a try. And it's something that we've got to get right. Hopefully they're working on it during the week and get it right. Because, like you said, chaps, the Warriors will be going down that way. In saying that, the Warriors couldn't score when Cronulla had 11 men. How are they going to score?
I know. That was a strange old game, that one. I didn't realise they went down 11
men. But the Warriors are the type of team that they can just turn it on.
Yep.
And that's what I'm scared.
Yeah, that was stone cold against the Sharks. There's no doubt about that. It was excruciating to watch, especially if you're from New Zealand. But
and had four or five sets of six on the line down there. What I'm told, I didn't watch the whole game or anything.
It was just dumbfounding that they. Anyway, we didn't play well either. So we're not building glass houses.
Everyone's pointing fingers. The fans out there at this guy and that guy and Cody and this guy. And we lost Adam. At the end of the day, our front row's got to do a better job to pave the way. I think the front row, the loss of Tommy last week was huge, and I've been speaking about it
Massive.
For weeks. The loss of the GOAT,
yes,
not only with the ball but without the ball, has been huge. We need blokes like Junior to Tola to step up.
Yes.
Had one of his worst games in first grade last week with a couple of errors. Both errors cost us points.
Yeah, only two handling errors.
But Junior's going to be very disappointed in himself.
Yes.
He'll be looking to fight back and put in a good performance this week. I know he will.
Yeah, he's
got a lot of he's got a lot of pride in himself, Junior.
Yes.
We see him out there training and he puts in a lot of effort.
You can see the disappointment on his face.
Yeah.
And that's one of our big problems. We're only speaking about it before, that our error rate has been appalling. It's been in double figures every game. And you can't afford to do that. That's why we've only won 4 and lost 5.
Well, I put some stats out a couple of weeks ago, Mavo, and the ball control hasn't improved since then. I think when we won, it was up around 80%. But last week was quite poor again.
Yep.
And we're averaging around 14.28 errors a game, and it's just not on. You can't win games doing that.
Yeah.
The good sides, the Penrith, the Parramatta's, they're all averaged around. I know Penrith averaging around 10 errors a game, so that's 4 extra sets that they're getting.
We're having an error every 17 tackles.
Yeah.
Well, most in the NRL. Look, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter who we put on that team sheet. We go out there and play some good footy. We're capable of a win. At the moment, we're fumbling and bumbling a bit. We had a good win over Manly, but it was against 12 men.
Yeah.
So, that was our best completion rate of the season, 80% that week.
Yeah.
Just look, Davey Mawali pops his name back, number 15, even though he was come in late last week.
Yeah.
We went out and watched him at the Pathways against Newcastle, and his first spell was outstanding in the first 10 minutes.
Yeah.
He sort of got a little bit tired towards the back end of that. They pulled him off. His second spell, trampled 3 blokes for a try under the post.
Yep.
I think it's probably the best run I've seen against men from Davey, so he'll have a lot of confidence coming into this game.
Well, that's a Davey Mawali we know, isn't it? We're known to expect. And But he's got to do that at the top level as well. But he's got to get the opportunity as well. He hasn't been getting many minutes.
No.
Probably average 18 minutes the last three games.
Well, if that.
I don't think he came back for a second spell last week.
No. So. Well, I was wondering why not. And then when I seen him play, and he's backed up and played footy the next day.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking JD might have thought the game was gone. You know, no use throwing him back out to the Wolves.
Yeah, maybe.
Lose his confidence.
Plus front row, I mean, you can toss out. Many examples out there, but front row is the toughest position for a young bloke. They're probably just trying to preserve him. This is a bloke who's going to... They're hoping he's going to play for the next 10 or 15 years.
Yep.
Do you really want to kill the bloke in his first season or two there?
And look, Tommy's back, so it's probably timely the way they want to use Davey. Yep. Tommy's back. Our big Pommy... greatest Burgess brother.
Yeah.
And we're glad to see you back, big fella. He loves us on the show too. Always says hello.
And I spoke to Big Sud about him the other day, and I said... it's unbelievable what Tommy can do from a standing start. And he goes, mate, because that's what we're working on, trying to get Tommy to come off the back fence like a Dean Rantley.
Yeah. Imagine him coming off the back fence.
Oh. You know, or Turtle. Yeah. Or, you know,
yeah. Yeah. And before we move on just from the backs, I was going to say that Isaac Thompson must feel himself fairly unlucky not to be at least put on the extended bench for a chance.
He hurt himself. He's hurt himself the other day. Didn't finish the game. He had a trick in the first half. Yeah. One of the tries was from inside his own 20. It was an offload from Darcy Hardman. I'm a big fan of Darcy. He had a couple of big shots in the game, and he came up with a beautiful offload, went through the hands. He beat no less than 6 defenders in an 80-metre run to the line. Wow. This bloke is a unit. Stopped footy for 4 years. He was 160 kilo. Yeah. Got himself back down to playing weight.
Yeah.
He's someone to look forward to, Brownie. We got our eyes on him. And...
Yeah, well, I asked Campbell about him yesterday, and he said yes. He said, I'm very impressed. He said, what you said, he was a bit overweight. He's worked his ass off, literally. And look at him now. So, yeah, he's got to be in contention. And if your second grade's winning 4 games in a row, and you guys are spluttering along, then blokes will start looking over their shoulder.
The blokes in good footy, Brownie. Like, when they went to their edges, how smooth did it look? Yeah, it all looked crisp. Yeah. Dean's the orchestra out there. He was nice pulling all the strings.
Yeah, Jack Campanolo.
Yeah, someone told me that they...
He was really good game.
Someone said that, reported that to me yesterday at training, that Jack looked good too. So I don't know how much pressure he's going to put on Cody, but the two Codys. But if he keeps playing well, scored 2 tries, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
There you
go. 2 tries and big...
One of them was off the back of a big charge from who? Davey Mowale.
Yeah.
Nearly scored under the post. Some early ball out to him, come off his left foot, straight through next to the post. It was a beautiful try.
So all them players have just got to keep playing well.
Josiah was impressive too.
Yep.
Young Josiah Carapani.
Just wait for the opportunity. Once that opportunity arises, make sure they grab it with both hands.
He's another one that's name keeps coming up, Josiah Carapani. So there's a few backs that are knocking on the door. And Trent Peoples must feel himself unlucky to not retain his position. I think because Thomas probably came back, there was one less spot.
And Hostie.
And Cody. And Hostie. So. Cody Nicaruma. So we had 3 quality players come back. Trent
Peeps.
And
we asked him about it. I said, mate, you're in first grade now. We interviewed him at the Pathways, and I said, you have to have a nickname in first grade, but you can't make your own one up either. I said, is it the Peeps? Is it the People's Champ? Is it the People's Republic of Trent Peoples? Well, I know that's a bit long, but I think we went with Peeps in the end.
And I think
he likes Peeps. So
he's a good fellow, Trent, and he played extremely well last week. And like you just said, boys, he can... You know, feel very unlucky that he hasn't retained his spot, but due to the fact that a couple of players are returning from injury.
He's a good bloke, like we said before. He works 2 jobs on the side. He's a people person, isn't he? So, he did mention that Pete Mamazelis is number 18, and he may be on the verge of finding his way into that side too.
He plays in good football too. Yeah. Made a couple of half breaks and very scheming around there. Only a little bloke, but gets through plenty of work.
Well, he is 18th man this week, so I'm sure the coaches are looking at how he's performing in the lower grades, and you know, he's not too far away as well.
Yep.
You never know, mate.
And it's a big weekend. Magic round, boys.
It is, yeah.
Up there in Brisbane.
And rain is forecast all week. And in my article, I said if it rains all week, you don't want to be the last game because it might look like the old Waterloo Oval on a sunny Sunday afternoon.
With Maroon playing out there.
Maroon?
Our good friend Maroon.
Shout out to Maroon.
Shout out to you, Maroon.
Yeah, hope you're okay.
Hope you're doing well, mate.
Yeah, stuff those blokes are giving you a hard time. Yeah. You're our man.
We'll give them the old Red Fern fair go, mate.
Yeah, and there's a spot here for you if you need a gig. Walk up, start here on Rabbitohs TV.
We love you, Maroon. You're just talking about the last game, and it could be a quagmire up there. In the last game are the Roosters. So good luck.
Oh, no, it's be a bog track. I mean, Suncorp gets underwater, and if we get the rain like we've had in the last year or two, who knows? But, you know, that ground staff will have their work cut out. There's no doubt about that. So game three is probably a good one. There's two games on Friday. We're first game Saturday, 3 o'clock Saturday. The old Saturday 3 o'clock game used to be unreal. Oh, ABC,
yeah. ABC.
ABC around the country. That was a real loss to the game when that went, because
Warren Boland.
Yeah, we'd have people from New Northern Territory and, you know, sending us letters and saying, "Oh, I saw you on TV." And like, the game was national because it was on a free-to-air channel, but that was a loss.
And if you're up there at the Magic Round, send us some photos, tag us in it. We'll retweet it up,
please.
I know there's a lot of people heading up there from the southeast region of Queensland.
Yep.
We're looking forward to getting up there and getting behind our mighty Rabbitohs.
Speaking of wet weather, there is a deferred game on the Saturday as well.
Yes. I was about to get to that, Brownie. Back down there at Ironmark High Performance Centre, 11 a.m. on a Saturday morning. Where else would you rather be? Go out and watch our Pathways team, the Jersey Fleet, come up against the Dragons. And looks like a TKK's back. I had a chat to him last week.
Yep.
He's had a couple of little injuries, a couple of niggles. He sat out last week. You'll be ready to hit the ground running. We went and watched them, Brownie. They led 10-0 at halftime. I spoke to the coach, Luke Deller. He said, and I said, well, I think you should have led 18 or 20-0 at halftime. Probably left a few points out there.
Yeah.
Anyway, the Knights come back and belted us.
Yeah.
Put on about half a dozen unanswered tries. It just sort of didn't work for us. But some of the blokes...
That first half was a quality half of football.
Thomas Giles is a fair dinkum prospect. He's a big man, front rower, from Marcellin College, Randwick.
When I watched that first half, viewers, and I couldn't believe that our flag team was on the ladder where they were.
So they looked good, didn't they?
Yeah, they looked good. Yeah. They looked really good. But
they looked like sat in the bin too. Romano Cook went off with a head knock.
Yeah.
And he was a bit perplexed. He came back on the field. He passed the HIA. Yeah. Talas Duncan, he's got some real silky
high
skills.
High work rate.
Isaiah Vaiala, doesn't he come off the back?
Oh, what a run.
Now, we've been told that he is challenging the club for the record in, was it deadlift?
A bench press.
He's up there with Tommy Burgess.
Yeah, there you
this
go.
Bloke. He's second to Tommy Burgess at the moment, but he's coming for you, Tommy.
He does get off the back fence.
Yeah.
But unlike Tommy Burgess, this bloke, he comes from Waterloo Oval and charges onto it.
He does indeed.
Well, great Buckingham Street.
Yeah, so there's been high hopes for this flag side and they haven't really delivered. And they got hammered by the Knights last time. So when I was just watching the scores at home and they were up 10-0, I thought, oh, beauty. And then an avalanche of tries. Was that player that carved them up last time? It looked like he was the lock. The
one with the long hair. I think he scored a try. Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, we'll go out there and support them I might be able to make it out there Saturday, depending on what work I'm on. But
I'll head out there if you're out there.
Saturday, I'm
going to be away for that one, boys. But
all right, and just finally, I think I said yesterday that my dad, Dickie Maven, he's 85. He said that Jackson Paulo's moving on mid-year, and that's only speculation. So you can put the pen through that for the moment. But as I said to him, any more mail you get,
any more scoops,
we'll make sure that wait for the club to announce it before you jump the gun and
poor old Dick.
But anyway, he's just wanting to have a chat about the footy, and good on him for that. But
shout out to the girls last week. We got out there early enough to watch them. They were very similar to the SG Ball. We're in control of the match at stages. I think they were down by two at half time. Fell asleep a little bit in that first part of the second period.
Yeah, they fought their way back into it.
They did. They got beaten by a couple of tries. I was speaking to one of the managers.
Newcastle led 20-0. They got back to 2018, I think it was.
Belinda Reeves said, we've got a sprinkle of NRL WNRL talent. And I think there's one or two coming back. So look for them to improve. They're really trying to work on their fitness. I think just lacked a little bit of fitness there.
Ellie
Johnson looked.
Oh, she always looks good, yeah.
She's quality.
She's a good player.
Get out of her way, I tell you.
Yeah, she's a great player. And Akira Kelly was kicking a couple of goals. We put a bit of that on our socials as well. She's a good young player. I think her dad's Dean. I played footy with him.
Yeah.
So against him. He was a La Perouse Panther and I was a Botany Ram back in the day. But yeah, they're quality. The Kellys could all play.
And we're back in the studio, boys.
Yeah, here we are. We're back in the Rabbitohs TV studio, and you can see our sponsors there, and that's a good way to roll into it, Brownie, because we've got all these. There's yours, Chas.
I'm a dark chocolate man.
We've got the Darryl Lee cookies and cream and the rum and raisin.
Let me tell you, if you have not tried this, the cookies and cream, Darryl Lee chocolate, it is the best chocolate you will ever have.
I know. And I was only saying before, I got we've got the delivery to try and have on the show. So I thought I'll just have a couple of blocks. I've ate the whole block. I've had a couple of a couple of squares became half a block and then it's all gone. And
the
big bits of marshmallow sticking out of the back. It's very Morris.
I'm actually a chocolate connoisseur, and it is unbelievable. Do yourself a favour. Go to Woolies, Coles, IGA, and buy yourself a cookies and cream Darryl Lee chocolate. And let me tell you, you will not be disappointed.
Yep.
Darryl Lee makes it better since 1927, by the way.
I haven't tried this one yet, but it'll be getting a run tonight.
Well, to sum it up, everything you love about Darryl Lee is in a block. And we're also sponsored by Bunnaby Water. And we're all keeping hydrated here with this. And it's for your office, business, restaurant or cafe. Look no further than our proud sponsor, Bunnaby Water, because they're Australian made, supporting the Gujaga Foundation. So it's a great cause.
Hit us up, guys. Hit us up if you want some water in your cafe or business. It's a beautiful water.
Yep.
And sprung locally.
Yep, locally.
Yeah.
And the Junior Scripper Clubs. They've got a few things
sprung,
on. Lately.
Is that right? Sprung?
Sprung. Or, well, from a local spring.
Local spring. There you are.
The Junior Scripper Clubs. They've got the Juniors Malabar, the Juniors Maroubra, and the Juniors Kingsford. They've got a lot of events on, a lot of shows. They're showing a little bit of the UFC and the boxing. I think they've got the Gallon fight coming on at Malabar.
Well, you did not. Where did I go for Mother's Day?
There you go.
Straight up.
Pinocchio's?
Straight up the Pinocchio's. Uh-huh. Tugger Coleman was there. They were all there. We had a good man, Tugger, had a big chat about the footy. And him and his family up there.
Yep.
And it was fantastic. The service you get up there. These people have been in the restaurant game for 60 years.
Yeah. They were at the spot before, weren't they?
My mum was talking about the spot and driving them mad, but shout out to you, Lynette. Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, and you can use your Dine and Discover vouchers to watch the shows, eat the food. Can't. And if you're a member, discounted drinks. So we keep raving on about it, but they're great. Keith McGraw and the board, they love our work. We love theirs.
And another local business, NG Farrah.
Yes.
What a real estate agency they are. Been around since 1962. They're a family-owned business and one of the leading real estate agencies in the southeast part of Sydney.
And chaps, you're pretty happy with them at the moment, aren't you?
Well,
let's not talk too early.
I don't want to get over the line, but Beau Champion, a fantastic real estate agent in the southeastern suburbs area, representing NG Farrah Real Estate, has come up with a really good result. It's a tough time in real estate at the moment.
It's not over the line yet.
There's not a lot of buyers out there.
No, Brandy knows.
Look, I'm in a bit of a cooling off period.
That's right.
I haven't popped the champagne yet.
Yeah. All right. But what we will say
the cooling off period finishes in a couple of days, and I tell you what, I'm pretty confident.
Could be a millionaire.
Bo has come up with one of the sales of the month.
Yeah.
He's a good agent.
In Sydney.
Well, Bo is not just a champion by name, he's a champion by nature.
Yes, he is.
So,
and a good agent to boot.
And he is. And last but not least, you're watching this on our camera that's been supplied by George's Cameras, a Zeiss lens. So you can see us changing our minds. It might be a little bit too clear. But
that'll be Barry Boothwell.
Yeah, but it's got
the Herbert. Oh, anyway. Just a coleslaw, guys, anyway.
Yeah, so thanks to all our...
I love that, being back in the studio, boys. It's good.
It's good. It's better
than Zoom.
It's where it all began. Oh, it all began in your house. But yeah, we've been here. We've progressed from a podcast to a TV show now, and we upload the show as a podcast. So if you're listening to this now, we're all looking like Robert Redford over here. And if you want to have a look on Spotify, you can either watch or listen. So you've got the choice.
Yep.
Yeah. I still enjoy the podcast and that. You know, you guys out there listening podcast world, you couldn't have seen our cookies and cream and a rum and raisin we held up. But you know what? You can just picture it, guys.
Yeah. We should.
And I'll tell you what. Do yourself a favour if you haven't listened to it yet. Jerry Lissing, he's a superstar over there in Hollywood.
Daniel
Lissing.
Son of Jerry.
Yeah. Look, do yourself a favour. Listen to that interview. I couldn't turn it off. I could listen to that bloke all day. Very interesting guy.
Thanks.
He's very... No, I'm talking about him. He was very successful. Right, unlike us, he was very, very successful.
Yep.
And look, there's a couple of quotes in it that you'll really enjoy, I think.
Yeah, and it goes for 38 minutes. And it's good for podcasting. You put it in the car and drive to work, come home, put it back on or whatever. But I thought it was quite good. He's a really interesting guy. That song, Rabbitohs, it's just come out. Mm. I got him to sing a couple of verses of it on his guitar.
That was brilliant.
And, you know, he's passionate about the club. He's given the song, that song to the club for nothing. And, you know, he's got production companies and he's got a fast food chain and he's invested in a vodka company. So he's quite a successful guy. And he was on a primetime show in America for years. So he's got legions of fans. He's got 380,000 fans just on Instagram. And Yeah, so really happy that he came on for us. It's an interview that I've been meaning to do, and you know, he's a him and his family love the club just like we do, and he's done us a favour. And you know, more interviews to come. We've got a few coming up. We've got to get the champion guy too, chaps. I mean, the classic guy.
Oh yeah, we're gonna chase him up.
Yeah, we've got a couple lined up. So
yeah, Newcastle, wouldn't he? Yeah, good bloke.
Yeah, look for that one too. He'll have a good story. So we want to branch out into a few other, you know, sports stories or whatever.
Anyway, that's it.
See you later.
Thank
you
later. For joining us on Rabbitohs TV.
Go the Rabbitohs. The Rabbitohs. The Rabbitohs. The Rabbitohs.